A grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Jobs Program has been awarded to a nonprofit food policy organization, Wholesome Wave, for their New England Food Hub Cluster Initiative. The food hubs aggregate products from small to mid-sized farms for processing and distribution to school cafeterias, college dining halls, and hospitals. USDA Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan, who announced the $568,000 grant award during a visit to a farm in Deerfield, Massachusetts Monday, predicted the strategy would help to preserve farmland and create jobs.
You've got farmers who are too big to just do a farm stand, farmers market once a week, but not big enough to sort of export or go national. But they need institutional buyers, and food hubs is the solution, and we want that to work up here.
According to the latest agriculture census, New England has over the last 5 years experienced an increase in very small specialized farming operations, as well as growth in large-scale operations. The trouble lies in the middle, where farmers with gross annual sales of about $250,000 are struggling.
One strategy alone is not going to do it. But what we've seen up here is a nexus of people coming together, thinking through a variety of strategies and saying, agriculture is really important to our region. We know it's jobs. We know it's important for our health, and we want to make this successful.
Daniel Ross of Wholesome Wave said food hubs provide a kind of one-stop shopping for the directors of institutional kitchens.
It's a volume consideration. It's tough for them to make phone calls to 20 farmers on a day in and day out basis. You know, they need to be able to make one phone call and get the kind of supply that they need.
Ross said the food hubs his organization works with pay farmers up to 70% of the retail price for their products, while a typical food wholesaler will pay about 30% of the retail price.
It's our mission to make sure that farmers get an equitable deal and that small farming in the United States is supported and maintained. We believe that farmers are heroes that day in and day out are growing food for, and you know, if we want to preserve our small farms, we've got to pay them what they're worth.
Gus Schumacher, a former state agriculture commissioner in Massachusetts who is executive vice president with Wholesome Wave, said there are about a dozen food hubs now operating in New England. Most are small and have been in business for less than a year.
A number of these farmers here are actually distributing to the food hub we support in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, year round. So we'd like to see more of these up both in Vermont, we're looking at some in New Hampshire, in Maine, Western Mass, some of them here, and out in Eastern Mass. And we're going to explore a little bit in Connecticut as well. So it's kind of interesting.
The USDA grant will help pay for shared services such as accounting for the network of food hubs. Congressman John Olver of Massachusetts, who was at Monday's grant announcement at Williams Family Farm in Deerfield, said expanding food hubs could help improve the nation's overall health by making farm-fresh food available to more people in more places. Reporting from Deerfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.